Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
This is Toto, Georgie Porgy. It's Poco Toto Lobo Week here on The Drive. What a theme, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good time.
How come you've gotten to pick the last two themes?
I wonder why Zach hasn't called this week with Toto as a part of the musical theme. I thought for sure we'd hear from him with the platitudes for yours truly.
I don't know if he hears the music.
What do you mean you don't know if he hears the music?
He's in his car from about 5 to 5:15. I don't know if
that's
hears.
That's it?
Probably.
Are you telling me that there are people who don't plug this radio show in at 4 and turn it off at 6?
As far as I know.
What do you mean as far as you know?
Yes.
You're disengaged.
No, I'm not.
You're not working it with me today. What's wrong?
Nothing.
What's on your mind?
Nothing. Nothing at all is on my mind. What we got? What?
What do you mean, what do we got?
What are we going to talk about?
You just presume that, I tell you, folks, if I don't have it, it doesn't happen here. So that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Are you going to watch the NFL tonight?
Who's playing? I honestly don't know. This isn't something I look ahead. It's Carolina and Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Maybe. I might watch a little bit
there
of that.
There you go. How'd you find out?
I looked at the schedule, and it looks like it's Carolina and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who it is.
Well, go Panthers.
So what intrigues you about the game?
That's a loaded question.
Twitter. We've got our quickie poll up on Twitter, as always. Sponsored by Syndio HRO and KFH Radio. The question today is, which of these teams on November 8th is the favorite to win the Super Bowl? We give you the two top teams in the AFC and in the NFC. Chiefs, Patriots, Rams, Saints. No surprise, Chiefs are the 38% pick. A little surprise, I suppose, because wouldn't Chiefs fans be a little bit apprehensive about a jinx factor, given their lack of postseason success?
Why should they be concerned about a jinx?
I just think they would. Patriots at 21%, Rams at 17%, Saints at 24%. So pretty even, except for the bump for the Chiefs. If I had to pick, would I pick the Chiefs? Boy, I don't know. The Patriots own a win over Kansas City already, but that was in New England in a shootout game. You could make a very good argument that Kansas City would win that game at Arrowhead Stadium, which as things stand right now, that game would be played at Arrowhead. The Chiefs would have the home field advantage. But I don't know. Is there another team in the AFC that could rise up and make itself a contender over the next 7 or 8 weeks?
I mean, maybe. You've tried to tell me that it's whoever is hot or whatever, that bizarre argument. Well, what about the teams that are hot now and haven't lost very much, that are 1 and 2 lost teams as we approach and pass the midway point of the season? The Chiefs have got one loss. The Patriots have 2, the Rams have 1, and the Saints have 1. Those are the teams that are hot. Who cares about who's hot in November? These are the teams that have played well throughout the season. So
there's always a team or two that get hot over the last several weeks and carry that into the playoffs. It happens every year. The Chiefs' schedule looks pretty favorable. They'll beat Arizona this week at Arrowhead. Then they play the Rams in Mexico City. That's the Monday night game on the 19th. They'll have the Raiders at home in Oakland, followed by the Ravens and Chargers at Seahawks. So that three-game stretch could be interesting. But right now, the Chiefs look to me like if you had to put it on paper, if somebody said you got to pick their record, 14-2 looks like it's pretty realistic at this point. And I think probably the toughest game outside the Rams would be the home game against the Chargers. But 14-2 looks like it could happen for this team.
Yeah, there might be all four teams that finish with 13 or more wins. Would you bet against any of them finishing at 13-3?
A little concerned about where the Rams are defensively right now. Now, they've only lost once. Saints have only lost once. Patriots have lost twice. What's their remaining schedule?
It's because not that difficult.
I think they're a little bit susceptible. I know Max doesn't like to hear it.
Yeah, but they're really not.
At Tennessee. That's not a gimme. Then they're at the Jets. They have the Vikings at home, at Miami, at Pittsburgh. So four of their next five are on the road, preceding their final two regular season home games against Buffalo and New York. Of those four road games, at Tennessee, at New York, at Miami, at Pittsburgh, do they go 4-0?
Probably. They might lose at Pittsburgh.
Man, Pittsburgh to me is a danger. They're always a dangerous team. Here's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Howdy. Hey, I just heard your interview with Stolen Trop talking about their visit to the Capitol. And Jeff, you had this little bit of a jab. I bet Trump was quite the stud on the basketball court. I heard an interview with a guy that played sports with him, and it was at a military academy in New York. Now, I don't know if it was college or high school. I think it was college. He was like a three-sport athlete there, played basketball or played football and baseball, and he's a pretty hot pitcher. So, yeah, I think he was a bit of an athlete. So your comment came through loud and clear. Your little Jeff jab, but
Donald Trump's basketball abilities. Okay, I'll own that one. I guess
he's quite the stud, to quote Jeff. But he's quite the stud on a basketball court back in his time. Well, I think he was quite the stud on the baseball diamond on the football field. So I don't know what you played in college, but I think he has some college sports behind him too.
Okay,
let's draw the line here politically, please. All right, thanks, Eric. Here's Chip. Chip, how are you?
I'm doing well, Robert and Jeffrey. I just about your theory, or not just theory, but it's what happens at the end of the year, that some team gets hot. They also get healthy, and that's always a factor. When somebody comes back in December, they might have been out for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, or some team that's really hot now loses somebody. So that's always a major factor in every playoff run. That's all I got, guys. Take care.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Just for the record, not that it matters, and I couldn't care less, Donald Trump did not play college athletics. Anyway, continue.
Well,
I couldn't care less if he did or he didn't, but he didn't.
Jesse's next. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was going to make a comment real quick about the Chiefs jinx. Why it isn't so prevalent this year is because Mahomes. That's the difference. When you got a quarterback like that, we can score. The big thing's going to be the defense. But so far we've proven we can outscore everybody. So we have a little bit more hope than just, you know, showing up. And I had no confidence last year when we played Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh's a team right now that is getting hot, and I don't think I'd want to play them in the playoffs.
No, they look very good. Typical of Pittsburgh, with Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback. They seem to always find a way, Jesse.
All righty, guys.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
All right. We appreciate it.
Pittsburgh is dangerous.
Let's get to Malcolm before break. Hey, Malcolm.
Jeff, why you let that guy talk to you like that? It's your show, man. You should have told him if he didn't like it, he doesn't have to listen.
It doesn't bother me that much, Malcolm. He can see. It's fine. Everything's good.
Jeff's having a rough day.
I'm really not.
I thought it was witty. I thought it was clever. The whole Jeff thing, man. You didn't have to rain on your parade. You know, you didn't deserve that.
Oh well.
Listen,
I'm not going to lose sleep.
Thanks,
over
Malcolm.
That, Malcolm. I appreciate the defense.
We live in an extremely politically charged society, and the less we can do to ignite it is probably best. Back in a moment with Jive Talk on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.